to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone at ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show, hoping everybody out there is off to a wonderful start to the work week. Well, we brought Georgia Tech coach Paul Johnson on back in the spring, had a great time with him, and we're welcoming him back again 10 days before the Yellow Jackets kick off against Alcorn State. Coach Johnson, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing fine, thanks. I guess first off, on the heels of the AP poll being released yesterday, you know, last year you guys entered the season unranked. You were picked fifth in your own division. This year you go in 16th in the country. You're picked to win your division. Do you have the same message for your kids going into every year, or do you have to tweak it sometimes when the expectations may vary?
Well, we have the same expectations every year ourselves from inside the program. Not a great deal to change that way. And I always look at preseason polls. They're pretty much worthless. I don't think anybody has any idea what people are going to be until you play a few games.
All right, when you've got a quarterback like Justin Thomas back, how much has that helped you this month, whether it be implementing more stuff or just the consistency with the repetitions? What has having Justin been like this month, maybe compared to previous preseason camps?
Well, I think anytime you have a quarterback returning, it certainly helps, and he's definitely a really good player, so we're glad that he's on our team. The big thing is for him to just continue to keep working and get better and become more consistent.
Like I said, you're a little more than a week out. What if you had to pick your one concern area going into the start of the season, what would it be?
Well, we lost a lot of skilled players offensively. Certainly, we think we've got some guys that can fill those roles, but until you play, you never really know. And we've got to be much better defensively than we were a year ago. We've got a good nucleus returning over there, so we're optimistic that we're going to be much better on that side of the ball.
You're listening to Georgia Tech football coach Paul Johnson here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, thanks again for taking the time. You mentioned the defense, but on your side of the ball, on offense, I'm so impressed watching y'all play and how you call plays and call them off the cuff. Do you ever see a time where you wouldn't call the plays?
I don't know. You never say never, but I just feel like that I understand what we're trying to get accomplished, and if I had somebody I thought could do a better job, I'd probably turn it over to them. But I'm probably biased in that reasoning that I think that is a good way for me to help the team win the games.
Well, I mean, you've got a litany of stats and film to support that. Is there somebody out there on Labor Day weekend, Bud Foster and Virginia Tech are going to try to slow down Ohio State? Is there somebody out there like a Bud Foster who you enjoy calling plays against more than you kind of look forward to that challenge?
Well, I think there's a lot of good guys that have good systems defensively. Certainly Bud does a good job, but I think that what happens is it's like with all of us calling plays or whether you're calling defenses, you do a much better job when you have good players.
Well, that is 100% true.
You're listening to Georgia Tech football coach Paul Johnson here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Next Thursday night, Georgia Tech will be hosting Alcorn State. Do you like opening on a Thursday night and giving yourself a little more recovery time for game two against Tulane?
Well, I think it can be good. We're in a situation where it's Labor Day weekend and a lot going on, so I think our administration just felt like that was a better time to play for our fans and for attendance. So, I don't mind playing on Thursday night.
And you look at your schedule, and, of course, what we do in the media, obviously, is predict games, and you guys will be a favorite over Alcorn State. You guys will be a favorite in the second game over Tulane. But you look at the rest of the way, and you've got a home schedule with Florida State, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, Georgia, and Pitt. And I know you know this already. Your away games, Notre Dame, Duke, Clemson, Miami, and Virginia. I mean, those last 10 games, not to knock the first two teams, but those last two games, when you look at this schedule in totality, is this the toughest one you've had to try to navigate?
Well, I don't think there's any question. It's the toughest one we've had here at Georgia Tech. But if you look, I mean, we finished last season. Our last four games were Clemson, Georgia, Florida State, and Mississippi State. So we've had some tough roads in the past. But clearly, preseason, going off the preseason picks and what everybody thinks, this will be the toughest schedule we've had here in a long time.
When you get this close to the opening kickoff, what has Paul Johnson most excited? And is there anything when you come up on the opener that you just want to make sure you have all the the T's crossed and the I's dotted?
Well, certainly any time that you're getting ready to open the season, you want to make sure that you've covered everything and you've got your kids as prepared as they can be. And then I think you're just anxious to get started and see what's going to happen and see how the young guys mature and, have a chance to watch them play. So that's the biggest thing with getting started every year. It's always fun to kind of come back and see. You think you know where you are, but until you play, you actually, you really don't know anything because every team's different.
All right. Well, Coach, we know you are a busy guy, and we thank you on this week before the season starts. We really appreciate you joining us. Best of wishes for a big year for the Yellow Jackets, and thanks, as always, for joining us here on Press Row.
Okay. You guys have a great day.
All righty. Georgia Tech football coach Paul Johnson joining us here on Press Row in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios. We'll be back. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.